intuition.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
There is no straight path from your seat today to where you are going. Don't try to draw that line. You will not just get it wrong, you will miss big opportunities.
We may be living in the 21st century, but the transportation infrastructure in Southeast Michigan is lagging way behind. On this edition of The Next Idea, we look at one feasible solution to this decades-old dilemma. In his story for Our Detroit, Patrick Dunn digs into a number of projects and ideas that could transform how we get around in Metro Detroit. Patrick, I was really interested to see that you started your whole story for Our Detroit by talking with the executive director of the Woodward Avenue Action Association. She lives near Square Lake in Woodward, and she was too scared to use Woodward as a pedestrian.
Yes. As she was saying, it feels almost dangerous crossing that stretch of road. It's not really an avenue. It's more like a highway.
You know, I'm off of Woodward, south of where she is, and I can't agree more. There's like really no better example of the scariness or user unfriendliness of a major important road if you're a pedestrian or cyclist than Woodward. So,
sure, yeah.
Boy.
And Debbie compared it, interestingly, to it's almost as difficult as crossing, say, 696 if you're trying to get across that, or 75 in places.
So we're talking about Deborah Schutt and, as we said, executive director of the Woodward Avenue Action Association. And they actually have come up with some ways of rethinking how we use Woodward. Tell us about her plan.
Yeah, they developed a plan called the Complete Streets Plan. And Complete Streets is a larger concept than just this thing that WA3 came up with. It's a concept that's been used by urban planners nationwide, and the basic idea is sort of going back to a time when cars weren't the only things that were on streets. You know, you'd have a variety of transportation methods using that same stretch of road. You'd have people walking, bicycling. Of course, back in the day, it'd be horse and carriage, which doesn't really happen too much anymore. But the basic idea of complete streets is going back to a street that is safe and accessible and welcoming to a lot of different forms of transportation, not
which
just cars.
Which Woodward, as we have agreed, is not. Basically, from stem to stern, it's not.
Right.
So they're looking at this plan, and the problem is, whatever plan you come up with, you have to get the cooperation of all kinds of different communities. And as you even noted in your piece, Bloomfield Hills is a sticking point.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? God forbid we allow pedestrians?
Yeah. I forget what their specific objection to this plan is. But fortunately, the good news on this plan is that they have gotten all the other communities along Woodward from Campus Martius in Detroit all the way up to Pontiac to sign on with this plan and agree with the recommendations that it lays out. So that's the good news. The bad news is there is that one sticking point still in Bloomfield Hills, and we'll see how that plays out.
And before anybody writes me, that's where I live, so I'm saying that as
right.
a resident. But really, you are not going to get that top-to-bottom, north-south flow that they're looking for if you don't get all the communities on board.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be necessary to make this truly complete plan.
What does the complete street master plan look like? What could Woodward look like if it becomes reality?
It's kind of broken down into several smaller kind of bite-sized stretches of Woodward, but the basic recommendations are the same. They want to reduce car lanes, of course, to start, which especially if you're looking at Detroit, it's mm-hmm. easy to see that happening. There's plenty of just wide open road that cars are not even taken up right now. In some areas, you're adding pedestrian refuge islands in the middle of the street so that you have that sort of safe space for pedestrians to stop in as they're crossing, say, a 6-lane stretch or an 8-lane stretch of Woodward. Another big part of this is bike lanes. The most important and perhaps, I guess, most revolutionary change for the Metro Detroit area is that they're looking at adding in a lane right down the middle for what's called BRT or bus rapid transit.
That was really interesting. And you take us into that plan. Is that the Woodward Avenue rapid transit analysis that SEMCOG has done?
Yes. They looked at a bunch of different options for how to create rapid transit up and down Woodward. They found bus rapid transit to be the most effective and the most cost effective. And then they laid out a route, stations, et cetera, for it. So the Complete Streets plan took that alternatives analysis that SEMCOG came up with and dropped it right into their plan. So it goes straight down the middle of the Complete Streets plan.
A dedicated lane. You wouldn't have to lay track. You wouldn't have to buy streetcars. You would have buses, which really strikes me as being something incredibly important when we see how many Detroiters have to leave Detroit and get elsewhere.
Absolutely.
To their jobs. And that could certainly be applied not only Woodward, but other main arteries as well. Let's talk about Gratiot.
And that brings in the Regional Transit Authority of Southeastern Michigan, which was established in 2012 by a bill that Governor Snyder signed. And basically what they're looking at is creating ways to connect Detroit to Ann Arbor, to connect Detroit to Mount Clemens, to connect Detroit to Pontiac. As you mentioned, Gratiot is the corridor they're looking at there to connect Detroit to Mount Clemens. And BRT is basically the main option that they're looking at to do that.
And Michigan Avenue would connect it to Ann Arbor and then back to Woodward again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think there's the political will and the money there to make that happen? Because, again, it does seem like the most cost-efficient way to solve a big problem.
The money, of course, is a big question. Okay. Voters here in the Metro Detroit area are going to get to weigh in on that most likely this fall. Any plan that the RTA comes up with for the area mm-hmm. has to be approved by voters and has to come up in a general election. So they basically have to have this plan put together, and they have to have a millage proposal prepared in time for the November election, or else they're waiting another 4 years to have any forward momentum on this master plan.
As I read your story, Patrick, in our magazine, our Detroit magazine, we've got talk, we've got studies, we've got plans looking at these cross-county auto alternatives. Why now?
My generation, I'm 27, and my generation, the millennial generation, many, many studies have shown we're driving less, we're using cars less. Uber, of course, we've all heard about, is huge with the millennial generation. So that's one big shift, is that the younger folks, the folks who are coming up right now, just aren't looking to drive a car. Certainly, there's been much more of a shift, even among governments, towards going greener over the last several years. That's another thing that's given a big push. And a factor that was brought up as I researched this article for Our Detroit by a few folks I talked to is that the divide between Detroit and its suburbs has held back this kind of progress for a long time. There's starting to be more partnership built along those lines. People are starting to come together more around this idea, especially the idea that this could be better for the whole region and could serve, again, that millennial generation and plenty of other folks as well, seniors.
I was going to say, baby boomers are not getting any younger, and I bet we're going to see more and more baby boomers who can't drive, who are going to have to find other alternative methods. And
yes.
They're not there right now. What's the most optimistic estimate as far as how likely any of these might become reality?
Well, we're looking at probably at least another decade before we start seeing any of this really start to change. Someone in the article said into the 2020s, for sure. The RTA is doing work to better coordinate bus service between the existing transit authorities in our area.
Because that's been a huge problem.
Sure. And we're already starting to see some movement on that. They mm-hmm. brokered a deal between DDOT and SMART in Metro Detroit to start basically having them cooperate better on offering service to the city. So they're already making some progress along those lines. We could see more of that within, you know, a year or two. But for these larger issues, BRT, possibly even light rail at some point, definitely getting into the next decade.
But what does the Southeast Michigan region risk by not being able to set aside those home rule concerns of so many communities and begin to think as a region?
It's going to stay hard to get around. We're talking about how difficult it is to get across Woodward as a pedestrian in the first place. The Detroit area is growing. Detroit is, you know, everybody talks about the Detroit comeback. We've got more and more people coming here, people coming from New York to live in Detroit. How are we going to move those people to and from jobs in the city to homes in the suburbs, or vice versa, homes in the city, jobs in the suburbs, unless we start thinking forward a little more about transportation in the region?
Patrick Dunn's story, The Big Picture, can be found in Our Detroit magazine. Good story and lots to think about. Patrick, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.